Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Trust and Believe. I'm your host, Sean T, and today is a hype session. You know what? I've been thinking. A lot of times we listen to podcasts or we join groups and we get courses, and a lot of these courses, and trust and believe I have some, a lot of these courses kind of give you the tools and the rules to abide by to achieve a certain thing. And sometimes I think we need to be rule breakers and we need to follow our own rules in order to really achieve our expectations, our personal expectations, and not try to live up to what other people expect of us in order for us to be successful. So if you want to get mad hype about trusting and believing in who you are, then you need to sit back and listen to this, because we about to go all the way in. Get ready to trust and believe.
Somebody say, hell yeah.
What's up?
Better than Oprah.
Come on, y'all.
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Y'all know I've been thinking about this for a while, and it's probably not going to be popular amongst people who have a whole bunch of courses that give you the tools to be the best that you can be. But I just have to say this. You know, there are a lot of things that are happening in the world, and a lot of people out there that have stressors, and a lot of people out there that want to quit their job, and a lot of people out there that want to have, you know, career changes necessarily. And I just think that sometimes we start to listen to what other people have done and we look at their success, and that is the driving force for us to want to be successful, for us to want to start our own business, for us to want to have that amazing house and car, for us to want to change our lives. And I just have always kind of sat back and looked at how people give the tips and the rules and these five things, and in a way, these give people promises to the fact that they can be a multimillionaire, six-figure this or seven-figure that, if they just follow these rules. And I would love to know, even of the people who committed 100%, what percentage of those people achieved what said person is telling them they need to do in order for them to be successful. Now, we all know in fitness, we have to work out really hard. Like, our results completely rely on our ability to commit, right? Like, if you don't commit to your fitness, if you don't commit to your nutrition, it's not going to happen. And then in addition to that, we all have a different body, different genetics, different makeup. You know, I've said before, we can all eat the same thing. And if we, even if you and I eat the same thing, we're not going to be the same weight, the same height. We're not going to lose weight at the same time. And so that's why I really like giving you the freedom to literally just do workouts that are going to make you happy and make you stay consistent. And what I've noticed is, back to what I was talking about before, what I've noticed is I see a lot of people, you know, following people that give these amazing one-liners and these awesome tips. But the people who are receiving the tips and who are putting action, those tips into action, not all of them are necessarily being successful. And I think the reason why a lot of you and or me in times, and I've done it, haven't been successful is because our quote-unquote vision board is basically trying to mimic what other people have. And it's not to say that these people who are giving you these tips and these courses that you're making aren't valid. And it's not to say that they aren't great at what they're doing and these aren't tools that can help you out. But I just believe that sometimes we kind of put all of our eggs in a basket of these five tips and these five rules. Even when you scroll through social media and you see people being like, do these five, you know, exercises to get the best butt. No, that's not going to happen. This is not going to happen. These five exercises are not going to give you the best butt, because first of all, most of the time when you see that, those, that person's only doing those exercises for like 8 seconds, right? Or, and most of the time, a lot of times these people aren't even in a gym where you can really build your butt or your arms that way with the dumbbells that you have at home. And so it's not to say that these things aren't working. It's to say that you have to take some of these tips and apply it to what it is that you want to do. And the reason why I say all that is because it is important for you to know that you are your own hype man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can go and you can read about all the tips. You can go and you can get all the information on all the food, but you have to apply it to what it is that your body, your life, and your mind wants to achieve. Like, what is it that you want to do? You know, and so I want to challenge you today. If you had to make five rules for your life, for you to either be successful, for you to be, to reach that fitness goal, for you to reach that weight goal, what are the five rules that you can make up without trying to regurgitate what other people tell you to do? You know, I use terms like dig deeper and trust and believe and never give up, because dig deeper, when I say dig deeper, that is 100%, I'm reminding you to push as hard as you can push. Now, I'm not going to say dig deeper, you know, at a 7 out of 10, I'm just saying dig deeper, push. Like, that means how much are you going to commit? How much are you going to stay focused? How much are you going to continue to go forward when you want to give up? When I say trust and believe, this particular podcast, for instance, it's you doing everything in your power for you to continue to know that you have what it takes to move forward. That's the only way you're going to trust yourself. You know, consistency over time. How consistent can you be so that over time you get the result that you want? And when you start getting either the result that you want, maybe reaching that goal, or at least seeing steps or things happening that get you closer to the goal, the thing that you get out of that is the trust up for yourself. And then you can actually believe that you can do it, right? I give you, even in one of my courses, my 7 superpower course, or even in my book, you know, I give you, like, you know, how to get uncomfortable, how to be full out, because a lot of, at the end, a lot of people aren't full out because they're afraid to make mistakes. They're afraid to put themselves out there. They're afraid to bring attention to themselves because a lot of times they're afraid that they're going to fail. You know, when I talk about tennis a lot, I know some people might get annoyed about it, but I talk about tennis a lot because at the end of the day, I am on this court and I am pushing to my max ability to try to win a point that a different ball is coming to me at every time. I'm on in a different part of the court. I got to move forward. I got to move back. I got to move right. I got to move left. I got to serve. Like, this all comes down to me and how much I want to practice off the court so that when I get on the court, I can actually apply the things that work for me. I can get the, you can ask any coach. You can give somebody the greatest tennis technique. You can train them off the court. You can get super fit while doing the workouts. But when it comes time to being on that court, at the end of the day, it's about you being able to conquer your mind and push through and dig deep and kind of be at the beat of your own drum. In a sport like tennis, for the most part, you don't have a coach out there. So you have to go out there and actually do. You have to take these lessons or these rules, and you have to apply them to the game that you're playing, but and in the same breath, you have to be you have to figure out the clues. You have to figure it out. You have to figure out the maze. How are you going to do it? You can't always go to someone and ask them the question, like, you know, you can ask them a question, but again, you have to apply the knowledge that you know. You have to apply the belief in yourself in order to get to the next level of who you are. And I just wanted to start out by saying that because, man, I know a lot of you invest a lot of money and a lot of people and a lot of courses and a lot of, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G rules, but it is just so important for me to let you know that it is about you. Like, this is your life. You have to apply the rules to your life so that you can get to the place that you want to get to. Because, and I sound like beating a dead horse, but if you constantly go after and visualize what other people have because they've been successful, because of their triumph, because of their, you know, trials and tribulations in their life, you're not going to reach the success that you could possibly reach. So I'm not saying not to do courses. I'm not saying not to, you know, look at the Instagram workouts for the best five moves to get the best butt or whatever. I'm saying that you have to pick and choose what it is that's going to work for you. You have to say to yourself, yo, I'm just as intelligent, if you will, as this person who's telling me what to do, because this is my life and nobody knows my life better than I know my life. And so I wanted to give you, that's the first part of the hype session. I wanted to tell you, like, we got to get out of this, like, we just got to get out of this following the rules that people give you to guide your life. And you have to be able to guide your own life. And literally, you know, dance to the beat of your own drum, because you create the music of your life.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, y'all. So the next thing I want to talk about, and I've been talking about this a lot too, is being who you are. The next thing about being able to make your own rules is applying them to who you are. When I scroll through social media, when I scroll through TikTok, when I, you know, look at people's before and afters, one of the things that used to annoy me is everybody would have the side-by-side photo. They would have the smiley, the sad face beforehand, the smiley face after. You know, they would have these things that would just, like, okay, like, I'm going to celebrate my success the same way other people celebrated their success, because that's what people think is, like, the way you should celebrate your success. And my thing is, be you. How can you creatively come up with a way to celebrate your success, to live, like they say, live out loud, whoever they are. Live as loud as you can live. Be whoever the fuck you want to be. Because, again, and I guess I use social media as, you know, we've been in a pandemic, so social media is kind of the only thing I kind of have to look at the moment. But, you know, we have to stop trying to go after the like. We really have to stop trying to go after the like of everybody else. Like, if you are doing things in your life to get the double tap of everybody else, then are you really double tapping yourself? Like, are you really saying to yourself, this is who I am, this is who I want to be, this is how I want to live, this is what I want to eat, this is where I want to go on vacation, these are the kind of photos I want to take, this is my talent, this is what I'm not talented with. You know, you really have to take an active approach on literally just loving you for you. I think that could possibly be the foundation. Again, I'm not trying to give you rules, but loving you for you could possibly be the foundation of you finding a way to literally be you out loud. And then once you start to kind of love yourself and love what you are, then you can build upon that. Then you can say, you know, I like to crochet, or, you know, my friend Charlene, I think it's amazing that she loves picking blueberries. Some people might be like, okay, like, you know, she's picking blueberries. I'm like, this is so freaking cool. I get excited. And I think what I'm trying to say is I get excited when I see people doing what they want to do because it represents who they are. And I think that's the question to ask yourself. You know, are you doing things on a daily basis that represent who you are, not really giving a bleep about whether other people like the fact that you're doing that, or you're getting the double tap from, you know, people? I just believe that if we find a way individually, find ways to double tap ourselves, we will surround ourselves with the people who want to give us that true and honest double tap. Because the worst thing is spending your entire day, week, month, year, or life trying to be what other people want you to be and live up to other people's expectations, and you come out empty-handed because none of what you did is essentially who you really are. In addition to that, and I want to say this, and this may be looked at the wrong way, not everybody needs to be a millionaire. Some people could say, well, Sean, that's easy for you to say because you're very successful. No, I never strove to be a millionaire. I always strove to really have a great time. And I just became successful because I love to dance, which I turned into teaching, which doing that and staying consistent with it got me noticed. And my talent expanded by being open to new opportunities, but still staying within the realm of me being who I am. Now, I'm not one of those people that says, you know, do what you love and you'll be a millionaire. No, I'm saying do what you love by being who you are. That will create the happiness, because while, yes, everybody wants to have money and they want to live a comfortable life. There are a lot of people that have a lot of money and they're not living a comfortable life because they're not happy with who they are, because they can't express who they are, because what they're doing, while they may be talented at it, a lot of what they do and what they love to do, they start doing for other people. And so you have to find what it is that you can do for yourself so that you can give yourself the double tap, so that you can be happy, so that you can be amped about waking the fuck up every morning and be like, yo, this is me. This is one of the reasons why, you know, I laugh a lot talking about I change my hair more than a black girl. But that's because I wake up and I'm like, okay, like, I feel this, like, this is great. And then, you know, 2.5-3 weeks later, I'm like, oh, I want to change. Like, I want to feel this. Like, I go with what my personality feels like, and I love to showcase it. It's okay. Some people, I'll say, like Scott, my husband Scott is very much like, this is me. I'm good at 35,000 feet. I wear the same clothes every day. I'm totally fine. And me, I want to wake up. I want to have a different outfit. I want to have different hair. Sometimes I want facial hair. Sometimes I want to shave it off. Sometimes I want to wear shorts. Sometimes I want to wear short shorts. Sometimes I want to wear a sweatpants. Like, I'm a person that wakes up every day, and how I feel is how I want to dress and how I want to look and how I want to change. And not to say that I'm, you know, have multiple personalities. I think maybe we all do in some way, but I just want to be able to express what I'm feeling at that very moment, because that is what makes me happy. And some people are going to go along with that and some people aren't. And I want to tell you that you have the same power to not sit back and think about what it is that you want to be, but just be. Have you ever woken up by just being? By just saying, this is what I want to look like today. This is what I want to wear. I don't want to wear my hair like that. I want to change it up a little bit. I want to wear some pigtails. I mean, I know that sounds crazy. I want to wear something super bright and colorful, even though, you know, at the office, it's more of like a conservative kind of look. Like, are you able to walk in your truth and walk in your being by being who you are, by not steering away from what you want to be and who you are because what other people say about you and what other people think about you? And if I can just say, let's even eliminate other people altogether. Let's not even say, you know, I'm going to be like this because I don't want to live for other people. Let's just get into a tunnel real quick. And let's make pretend that this tunnel that you're walking down is a tunnel of mirrors. So when you look right and you look left, the only person looking back at you is you, right? So we don't even have to worry about everybody else in the world. Are you going to wear the same outfit, the same hair, do the same dance, do the same activities all the way through the tunnel? Are you going to change every 10 steps? Are you going to be loud? Are you going to be quiet walking through that tunnel? Are you going to drop down and do some push-ups? Are you like, nah, bitch, like, I'm just going to strut and walk like I'm walking down a runway? Or are you going to sit down and have some lunch multiple times because what you want to do is sit and be still? Are you going to meditate? Right? You can do anything you want in this tunnel, knowing that the only person looking back at you in this tunnel of mirrors is you. The real question is, when you get to the end of the tunnel and you've walked through these mirrors, this tunnel of mirrors, and you've done all of these amazing things that only you can look back and say, hey, this is what I want to do right now. This is what I don't want to do right now. Are you able to carry all of those things that you've done in that tunnel, walk back out into the world where other people be looking at you and feel 100% the same, meaning be able to walk down the street and change your hair, change your outfit, sit and have a sandwich, dance, whatever. Like, are you able to do the same thing outside of that tunnel that you're doing in that tunnel?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I want you to get hype about your life. I want you to get hype about who you are. I want you to get hype about your relationships and what you decide to do in your relationship. I want you to get hype about how you're going to look at your wedding. Not what everybody else is going to be like, oh my God, like he or she looks. No, like you get hype about you. I want you to be hype about you. I want you to wake up every day and be like, I trust myself, I love myself, I believe in myself because this is who I am. Now, I know a lot of people say, well, what if you're around people who don't like you or they talk about you all the time? You know what? There's going to be one of two things that's going to happen. They're either going to continue to talk about you, which means you can really dissect the fact that if someone continues to talk about you, it's something that they admire about you and they are afraid to enhance themselves because they see that you are enhancing yourselves and you yourself and you do have the freedom to be who you are, or they're just going to stop. Right? One of the two things are going to happen. At the end of the day, it's not your problem. And actually, if I can flip that for a second, if you are bothered by what people say about you, then you're making it your problem. Because I'm like, child, you can say whatever you want about me. Yes, I will do the clap back because I'm going to let you know. But at the end of the day, I'm like, the way that I choose to live my life, or the way that you choose to live your life when judged by other people, is just that. It's just them judging you. They're not in your brain. They're not making your heart beat. They're not making your blood flow. They're not taking the steps for you, the steps down the street, up the steps, nor are they taking the steps in your life for you to get to the next level of who you are. They're merely talking. They're merely white noise in the background trying to sway you from being you. So just be a little bit louder by being you. Be a little bit stronger by being you. Dig a little deeper into being you, not just in your workouts. And you will quiet the noise around you, and you will get beautiful sounds of people who love you for you, because they're the ones that's going to walk side by side and really lift you up. But as you're walking through the tunnel, make sure you're lifting yourself up too. I hope you feel mad hype about being who you are, about following your own rules, making up your own rules, dancing to the beat of your own drum, because that's what Trust and Believe is about. And like I always say, always trust and believe in who you are. And coming up, I'm going to give you a little update on my portion fix journey, because I think you need to know. All right, a little about portion fix. I am actually very proud of myself. I finally have been able to start finishing the containers. For those of you who don't know, I actually started out at 200 pounds. And at first I was like, man, what the fuck? Like 200 pounds, this is not it. But I actually didn't go that far into the number, because I said to myself, wow, well, you look really good. There have been times in my life where I would hit 200 pounds and I didn't feel like I looked my best, and I was more focused, like, this number makes me look like that. But now I'm like, wow, 200 pounds, like, I look like this. And, you know, I know that this summer my fitness regimen was way different. I didn't play, I usually play tennis anywhere from 1.5 to 2.5 hours a day, in addition to my workout. And my workouts are mostly cardio, body strength training in focus. And this summer I've really been doing more like weight hit training. So it's really interesting that my body is really reflecting that, and I can actually enjoy 200 pounds. Now I'm about to go back home, and I know I'm going to start training really hard for tennis again. So I know, you know, my weight will come down just because of the amount of cardio, but I'm also really excited to continue my eating plan with Portion Fix, and my containers, while doing what I know that I can do when it comes to maximum energy level, energy output. And it'll be very interesting to see if I can get that 6 pounds. So it's 194. I don't even like to give the number, but it's the first time I'm doing that. So I want to, my goal is to get to 194 pounds by October 1st, which I'm super excited about for the first time, because I hate trying to lose weight. But I'm doing it with food and doing what I want to do in my fitness. So I hope you all can stick around for that. Just so you all know, on October 4th, I will be doing my first Beachbody On Demand interactive, BOD interactive class. So make sure you keep it here so I can tell you exactly how you can join. It'll be a first live class. It'll be Monday and Tuesday, October 4th and October 5th. I will be doing my live classes will be at 5 p.m. Eastern. So mark your calendars right now, because my goal is to get at least 10,000 of you on there. Let's just hope I can do that. If you want to get more info on my tough workouts and where I'm going to be and how I'm going to be showing up for you, go join Dig Deeper Nation on Facebook. It's a Facebook group called Dig Deeper Nation. We are currently in a challenge, and I'm going to challenge you to do something for the month of September to prepare for my first body class for October 4th. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for joining. Please leave a review, and always trust and believe.